producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, in closing, I'm going to hand the baton back to David Knight and then to Joe Biggs, who's going to host the fourth hour. InfoWars is about the human experience. InfoWars is about finding people that are veterans who've never been in the media, finding folks who've never been reporters before but are patriots and love freedom, and showing that they can become proficient, aggressive, successful defenders of the Republic. And that's exactly what we've done with the new crew that we've developed in the last 3-4 years at InfoWars. And you've got my promise. We're going to find more talented people and more people that want to fight tyranny in this organization that you're a part of. When you spread the word about InfoWars.com, when you spread the word about the syndicated radio broadcasts or the television shows or the films or the news articles, you are the InfoWar. So, again, I'm very humbled. I want to thank all the listeners. The 28-hour money bomb officially ended yesterday with $700,000 raised. Very humbling. That will really help us go to the next level together. We've raised almost $300,000 since then. We'll undoubtedly, thanks to your support, go over $1 million. So we're going to extend all the huge sales, the free shipping, the 20% off, so many of the nutraceuticals and other products right through the weekend, but it will end. This is the final extension, 6 o'clock Sunday, when the 4 to 6 p.m. radio show / TV show ends. So on the Sunday broadcast ends, 4 to 6 p.m., all these specials and things will end. If you're a new listener and you haven't contributed directly at InfoWars.com/moneybomb, what are you doing? We talk about the tyranny. We talk about everything that's happening. People say, why won't someone do something? We are doing something. So look at all the others, the thousands and thousands, the tens of thousands that have contributed. Whether you give a dollar, whether you give $100, or whether you buy some of the products, or whether you spread the word to friends and family to tune in, giving that energy to a good cause only resonates and creates a freer, greater world for you as well. So I salute everyone. I want to thank you all. I want to thank the entire crew for working so hard the last few days. And Lord willing, the info war will now go to the next level. And it's all part of the great animating contest of liberty. But again, even if you can't financially donate or buy any of the great products, don't feel bad. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. And tell friends and family and neighbors about InfoWars.com. Sign off on your Facebook and your Twitter and your emails. InfoWars.com/show. The front lines of the resistance, the forbidden information, what the globalists don't want you to know, the cure to the new world order is InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Back to David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. And as Alex pointed out, he has extended the specials on the Money Bomb until 6 on Sunday. That would be the end of the radio show. He has extended free shipping until midnight tonight. You can see some of those specials there. Survival Shield is going to sell out this weekend. We have already sold out of some other products, but you can see those products at InfoWarsLife.com. And Joe Biggs is going to be joining us. He's going to be taking over the fourth hour of the show, actually. He's going to be coming in here in the next segment. He's going to be interviewing Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. They're going to talk about gun control, but not how to prevent it, but how to use it to really control what you hit, to know what you're doing in a real-world scenario. They're going to talk about real-world scenarios like active shooters. They're going to give you some very helpful hints. So you're going to want to make sure that you hear this next Overdrive Hour with Joe Biggs and his guest, Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. Now, before we go to break, I just want to mention one other thing. As we're talking to Wayne Madsen about the way ISIS is being used by Lindsey Graham and the other neocons as they as a special incantation along with national security to do whatever they wish. There is now the latest fear-mongering that's being reported by the D.C. clothesline. We have the U.K. Express saying, what would happen if ISIS got weaponized bubonic plague? And the question is, where would they get that weaponized bubonic plague? Well, that would be from the Department of Defense, the Pentagon. As we pointed out earlier this week, they've been shipping it out over standard shipping. We have revelation after revelation, a new one today, going back to a 2007 release. They bring the stuff in, they make it more deadly, they make it more easy to catch, and then they ship it out. Will that be our next false flag? Will they blame it on ISIS to take away more of our freedoms and liberty? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs and his guests.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 6262 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 6262.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today, watch the informational videos, and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome to the InfoWars Overdrive. This is the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and today we have an awesome segment for you planned. Today I'll be talking to Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics, purpose-driven training. Now, what he does is he goes to different locations and trains people on different scenarios, possibly an active shooter, how to react if you're in your car and someone approaches you. Welcome to the show, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty awesome, man. It's good to have you on here. I've been watching a lot of your videos, getting amped up, taking a lot of the information you put out there and taking that at home and doing some of my training, open up my mind to different scenarios that you bring up. One of the videos I really liked is how you talked about how to draw your weapon and fire with your non-dominant hand. Can you talk to us a little bit about that for people who, a scenario such as a woman who's getting out of her car, she's a concealed carry, weapons holder, she's got her weapon on the left side, she's left-hand dominant, so she automatically goes to grab the groceries with her left hand. What can a person like that do to protect themselves if an attacker approaches them?
Well, There's obviously 100,000 possible variables in any kind of self-defense situation, so it's really hard to game it. But I try to teach people techniques that it basically provides you the tool. And based on the problem, you choose a tool, you deal with the problem. And you brought up a really good point. People being left-handed or right-handed, they tend to use that dominant hand to carry whatever it is they're carrying. And especially these days, it's very often you see people completely empty-handed. They've either got a cell phone or you know, a bag or groceries or takeout or what have you. The easiest solution in a situation like that is to make sure that if you're going to carry something, you don't carry an object in a way that's going to actually attach that object to yourself. Especially men. Men are really big on trying to take all the groceries in one trip. Be it out of the store or into the home, we try to carry everything at once because, you know, economy and movement. But that does complicate accessing your firearm in a self-defense situation. I do use that particular scenario a lot in some of my classes where I'll actually have grocery bags on the range full of whatever I can throw in there that adds some significant realistic weight to it. And then let people kind of feel the delay they're going to experience in accessing their weapon if they carry things wrong.
Yeah. So I'm going to stand up real quick. I'm going to show everybody one of the tricks that I saw from one of your videos. If you guys want to go in. So I'm left hand dominant, and this is something I learned from watching one of his videos. So as you can see, I have my gun holstered here on the left side, and what he was talking about is, say, you're holding a bag right here. You got your right hand free. You go in over here, pull the gun up, rotate it over your stomach, and then push it into fire. And that's something I learned from watching one of his videos, something I would have never thought about, because a lot of times you don't think about those different scenarios that could possibly pop up. So that's a great tool, I think, just to learn how to use your weapon with your non-dominant hand. And when you go to a firing range, don't just shoot with your dominant hand. Switch it over, go to your non-dominant hand, learn how to draw with both. That way you can be prepared as well.
Definitely.
So I've got an article right here I want to talk about, and it'll segue over into one of the main topics I would like to discuss with you. Okay. It's a new article out. It says, Pentagon says no guns for recruiters. Hide behind partitions instead. The Pentagon has decided against arming recruiters in the wake of the Chattanooga terror attack that killed 5 soldiers. Instead of guns, officers will get desk partitions. So this is a soft target. We have recruiters who won't be armed. They're a soft target, and that can be something that turns into an active shooter scenario. And I've watched some of your videos on active shooter scenarios. And found it very interesting how you talked about where to be in a hallway if there's a gunman coming at you, he's shooting, and then there's going to be people running at you. Can you kind of go over what to kind of think about, what to look for, what are the possibilities of what's going to happen when someone starts shooting?
The unique nature of an active shooter situation, and it's something that other instructors kind of key into as well, is you've got – generally, you have 2 categories of criminal activity. You have a profit crime, which means they're coming there to gain ownership of something, be it money or whatever. Then you have a personal crime, where someone actually has a grudge against someone. It's a crime of passion, so to speak. And then you have random acts of violence, which are, I would consider, what an active shooter would fall under. They're literally just going there to kill people. Now, they may have an ideology that's backing them up. They may have a religious or a political motivation, but those things are actually kind of irrelevant, because they don't actually help you in an academic or an active sense prevent the shooting. So it's nice information because people love motive, but motive in most cases doesn't actually help you prevent the next situation from happening. There is no way to prevent an active shooting without the use of firearms. There just isn't. There's no social change that you can enact that's going to stop certain people from just having that mental snap and deciding they want to shoot people in this category or this category. So the best way to be prepared is to be armed. And because the Second Amendment recognizes our natural right of self-defense, you have a moral and ethical responsibility to be as well-trained as you can be to operate that firearm, be it if protecting yourself and protecting those that you choose to protect. The military, DOD, it's either Department of Navy or Department of Army driven because they're both very conservative. What they're doing, and I kind of read between the lines when they put out policies like that, is what they're basically admitting to is they're not willing to invest the time to train their people correctly. It's a lot different training an 18-year-old to go over and fight in Iraq than it is training a seasoned NCO recruiter on how to work a handgun in a close quarter situation. So what they're basically saying is we don't have the money or the time to train these guys to use handguns, so we're just going to go ahead and hope for the best.
So I was watching one of your videos, and I thought it was really interesting. You were talking about a scenario where there's an armed shooter, you're in a school, we'll say, and you're standing in the hallway, and you've got your gun on you. What's happening? Someone starts shooting, what's going to happen? All those people are going to start running away from the shooter, right?
And he said, ideally, yeah. They're going to either run away from the shooter, or if the shooter is blocking the only exit to the room, it's highly possible that they'll try to run kind of part around him to get to that exit. But generally, in a hallway situation, everyone is going to go away from the sounds of gunfire or away from the sights of violence.
So, okay, so you are the person in the hallway, and you have your concealed carry.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You've got people running towards you. You're not going to stand in the middle of the hallway, right?
No, I'm going to move to the one of the two walls. And the reason for that being is if you're standing in the middle, you can have people pass by your left side and your right side, which is obviously going to affect your ability to travel down that hallway because you're going against flow of traffic. And it's going to compromise your control of your weapon system. So for me, I would move to one of the other walls to allow people to pass by me just on one side, preferably on my sports side, so my weapon is between me and the wall. But again, the situation may not allow you to set yourself up in the most ideal situation, but one of those two walls is going to allow you to move against the flow of traffic a lot more effectively.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to stand up again real quick, and this is one of the things I was seeing. So you've got your gun, you're going for it, and you're standing in the middle of the hallway like this, and you've got your position, you're getting ready to start firing. People start running at you. So what he's saying is you've got your dominant hand, your firing arm. You're going to go over here and lean to a wall and put your shoulder up against that wall. Now, what that's going to do is prevent people from running in between you and the wall. So you've created this area where people have to run and come around you, and you're not standing in the middle of that hallway where people are running at you, and you're trying to get that shooter and take him out so there's no longer a threat. So you're going to put yourself and move down that hallway with your shoulder against the wall so people will go around you, and it'll prevent civilians from getting hurt. Also, keep them from knocking you over and giving you a better chance to take out the threat. Is that correct?
Yeah, and another huge thing is if you choose to get involved, because it is a choice, it's obviously, for some of us, it's going to be a moral or ethical compulsion to get involved because, you know, especially real pro 2A people, the ones that take training and practice really seriously and they have a really good head on their shoulders, they tend to be those kind of people that help. And you're going to have just that natural subconscious compulsion to want to help. But what's more important than being able to run the gun effectively is let people know that you're actually there to help. One thing that I see that does not get practiced nearly enough in any class, not just active shooter related, but any class whatsoever, is verbal commands. Being able to verbalize your intent. Let people know that you're actually there to help. Because if you just draw a gun and all they see is a firearm, now they feel like there's a shooter in front of them and a shooter behind them. And that can completely complicate the situation. And it might endanger your safety as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because those people are going to see you. They might run into the actual person that's trying to actually do harm. That's definitely a great point.
I try to keep it simple. I just, you know, repeat as loud as you can. Use your outdoor voice. Where is he? I'm here to help. I'm here to help. Where is he? Try to get any kind of information you can. It's going to happen pretty quick, pretty fast. Most active shooter situations are over in the single digits when it comes to minutes. But they're predominantly stopped by citizens. They're not stopped very often by law enforcement because usually the shooter has either run out of ammunition, run out of motivation, or self-terminated by the time law enforcement arrives.
So what got you interested in doing this kind of training? I read in your profile, I actually had a chance to meet you about a month or so ago at a head down event in Georgia, and got to talk a little bit and told me about your website and all that. You used to be in the Army. You were a 31 Delta. Tell everyone what that was.
No, I was an 11 Bravo.
You were what?
I was an 11 Bravo.
Oh, you were? I thought it said 31 Delta on your profile. My bad.
No, that might be one of my other instructors.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're an 11 Bravo, that was infantry. So you've taken that, you've converted from combat overseas to purpose-driven training here in the civilian sector.
I kind of dabbled in every field. I went into the military at 17, and I was infantry. And then I left the military and went into private security contracting. And then I left private security contracting and went into law enforcement. So I've seen all three sides of your traditional gun-driven professions. But what I experienced was that, like, the people outside of the military and outside of law enforcement to a certain degree, the people who are facing the situations where training is the biggest lacking, I would say, of the worst quality is just the citizen, the actual everyday American. They do not get the training. And obviously, you know, it's not like it's occupationally required. You know, you don't sign up to be an American and have to take a gun class. Like, so it's up to
all right,
citizen.
Well, we're going to get a break really quick, Aaron. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we've extended the Money Bomb shipping until midnight tonight. So you got 9 hours and 40 minutes. We also have a whole lot of sales going on that'll continue on until Sunday. We'll talk more about that later. Thank you for listening to the InfoWars Overdrive.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the InfoWars Overdrive. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and my guest today is Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics Purpose Driven Training. Now, before we get back to him, I want to talk about a few of our specials. The Money Bomb has been extended until Sunday. The free shipping will last for the next 9 hours and 35 minutes up until midnight. The Money Bomb so far has been an outstanding success due to you, the listeners of Infowars.com, the Alex Jones Show. You guys have been fantastic. An overflow of support from all of you has just been amazing. I can't say too much about it. Both Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and DNA Force are 25% off at the InfoWarsLife.com store. So make sure you go check out those specials there today. So, Aaron, let's get back to you. There's a different part of the active shooter scenario that's going to happen that you have to get used to. Now, you talked about when you draw your weapon is to clearly say in a loud voice that I'm here to help. Where's the shooter? Now you have another part that's going to be injected into the situation. You're going to have law enforcement show up. So how do you, as a concealed carrier, you're in there trying to help. Now how do you interact with law enforcement once they've been brought into the situation?
Well, the stars would have to perfectly align for you to engage the shooter at the same time law enforcement is showing up and engaging the shooter. The timelines just aren't going to be the same. Law enforcement, I mean, physics is what it is. It's going to take law enforcement time to respond. And shooters tend to choose soft targets that do not have law enforcement response in the immediate area. They may not think so much of like where this closest police station, but they are going to think about, okay, is there going to be cops at this place? And if the answer is no, that's probably going to be a viable target. The thing that people have to remember is when law enforcement does get on scene, you need to obey every single command they give you without hesitation because they do not know who you are. They do not know that you are the guy who helped. They won't know that until later. Often, depending on how far away the officer is, or I should say how close the officer is to when he's dispatched, he may not even know the nature of the call by the time he arrives because it takes time for the dispatchers to get that information to the responding units. It may be a disturbance call. It may just be a shots fired call. They may not actually know what they're dealing with when they show up. So they're going to see a plainclothes individual, somebody in just everyday clothing, with a firearm. So obviously, you have to, and I can't stress that enough, obey all commands. They're gonna have you put your gun down if you haven't already done that. They're gonna prone you out. They're probably gonna handcuff you. In fact, I'd almost guarantee that. That doesn't mean you're gonna be arrested and go to prison, but it's going to help protect yourself and the officers themselves, as well as anyone else who's in the who's involved in the situation. So I can't stress that enough. Obey all verbal commands. It's going to be okay. It's just going to take time for them to actually sort out exactly what happened and what your involvement in it was.
So right now, personally, what is your go-to, say, sidearm that you like to carry?
I carry an Agency Arms Glock 19 or a Glock 17, their field edition. It is a customized Glock handgun.
Yeah, I just picked up this Zev Zev Custom right here. It's a Glock 19 Gen 3.
Yeah.
I've got the
carried Zev some years ago. They make a good gun.
Yeah. So I got this from Georgia Optics and also have the Viridian X5L light and laser combo on the bottom as well. So I like it. I've been shooting it a lot. I just put the brand new Fulcrum trigger on it today, actually. And I'm going to go out and shoot that later on this afternoon. So another thing I want to talk about as well before we go to break here in the next couple minutes is, tell us about Sage Dynamics. What kind of training do you do?
Well, and I kind of got into that before the last break. Once I decided to leave full-time law enforcement to teach full-time, and the decision kind of happened before that, I looked at all the skill sets, what's most likely to happen, all the way to what's least likely to happen. And what I realized is there's a lot of training out there that some ex-law enforcement or ex-military trainers be like, well, civilians don't need to know that. And me as an instructor, I have no business telling a citizen what he can and can't know. My job is to make sure he's proficient in the basics and slowly work his way up to the least likely situation. Most likely situation is probably going to be a self-defense shooting in very close quarters. But does that mean a citizen doesn't have the right or should never experience or train using a rifle with plate carrier and a helmet and all that? I mean, is it more likely to need that gear? Probably not. But since it's on the table, I think everyone should have a right to access that training. We should be as proficient as possible with our firearms. So we start with the most likely. We work our way towards the least likely. I've made a couple enemies doing it that way. I've got a couple of my former law enforcement friends or some of my mentors that are kind of, yeah, you really don't need to be teaching stuff like that to citizens. But there's a very, very short list of things involved in the military or law enforcement community that cannot be tailored to the citizen's lifestyle. And I think if the knowledge is there and it can help save someone's life, there's no reason they shouldn't know.
Yeah, one of the things I always think about is, you know, I see a lot of people, they go out, they get their CHL. That's a great responsibility to have because, number one, you're held to a higher standard. You've been through the classes. You're You know, they're going to look at you in the court of law as someone who has more training, who's read the laws. So you've got to take it from just shooting targets to thinking outside the box using the training that you guys at Sage Dynamics provide. So we're going to go to break again. We'll be back in just a little bit. I'm Joe Biggs with the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex
Welcome
Jones.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Overdrive segment. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and my guest today is Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. If you're just now tuning in, we've been talking about different scenarios that you could go over. Ways to think outside of the box. If you're someone who is a concealed carry holder, you exercise that right. You are a Second Amendment lover like myself. This is a way to think outside of the box, a way to put different scenarios in your head so you can go on ahead and have that in the back of your mind in case that happens. So, first off, the money bomb has been extended on till Sunday. So if you'd like to call in and donate, please call the number 888-253-3139. And we have a lot of great sales going on, specials as well. Both Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and DNA Force are 25% off at the InfoWarsLife.com store. So go there, check that out. And once again, I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there who have helped make this money bomb the success it is today. Now, Aaron, let's talk about a different scenario. I've watched some of your videos where you talk about how to protect yourself, how to react if you're in your car, because being in your car is one of the most vulnerable places to be. Tell us something that, or give us people, give the people out there something to think about if they find themselves in a situation where they're being attacked, maybe at an ATM or their car stopped at a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning. The things you have to think about, where you should place your gun, should you have it holstered, should you have it outside the clip or outside the belt, inside, all that.
Just general preparedness inside the vehicle. Obviously, keep attention to those mirrors. Find a way that'll keep at least some degree of situational awareness so you can know as much ahead of time that something may be happening. And as gun carriers, we also have a big responsibility to be the bigger person in any kind of dispute. If you accidentally cut someone off or someone just thinks you cut them off, apologize. Because by engaging in an argument, you may escalate into a situation where you're forced to use your firearm when simply apologizing could have avoided the situation altogether.
Yeah. Now, when you're the one that injects that and you're the one that creates that, then you're the one that's going to be held responsible because you're the concealed.
You have no right to self-defense in a situation that you create.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as staging goes, me personally, I'm a 100 meters both way kind of guy. I put my seatbelt on about 100 meters after I leave wherever I'm going. And I take my seatbelt off about 100 meters before I get there. So if something happens, I've already cleared that seatbelt. I'm dominant left hand, so for me, seatbelts don't really get in my way until it's time to get out of the vehicle. I can draw my weapon, access my firearm, no problem, seatbelt on. As a right-handed shooter, if you're a hip carry guy, you may have to clear the seatbelt or at least navigate that lap belt before you can get to your firearm. When I get in the vehicle, I tuck my shirt behind my gun, so it's exposed, it's access. Now, some states would not allow you to do that. Some states will. You obviously have to know your local laws, and it's just impossible for me to keep up with all 50 states concurrently. But when it comes to shooting inside the vehicle, the windows are going to cause some deflection. They're also going to take a lot of the potency, muzzle velocity off a round. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have to engage from inside the cabin, the biggest thing to know is that you're probably going to have to shoot a few more rounds than you think you might just to be able to clear that glass out of your way or drive a hole through the glass, especially through the windshield. In order to create an effective bullet path where you're getting uninterrupted hits on your bad guy. But again, the car itself is a weapon. If I find myself in a situation where the vehicle still has mobility, if I can drive up onto a sidewalk, into a parking lot, or if I can pull into a suicide lane, or if I can back into something, any way I'm able to move the vehicle, I'm going to. It's when I can't move from the vehicle that the gun is going to be my primary means of self-defense.
So what's some different scenarios? You just recently came down to Texas, and I was trying to get out that way. Some different things popped up. I wasn't able to make it out there. But what's some of the different training scenarios that you're teaching right now currently? What are people asking you to help them out with?
The industry tends to trend. Last year, handgun classes were really popular. This year has been mostly rifle. People want a lot of rifle classes, and I think it's probably going to trend back into handgun next year. The biggest thing is to focus on what's most likely situations. How proficient is your draw stroke? How quickly can you access your weapon? How quickly can you access your weapon and start delivering aimed fire on a close range threat? Your threats are more likely than not going to be closer than they are further away. Now, being able to shoot at distance is super important, but the difference between shooting up close and shooting far away is time. The closer my threat is to me, the less time I have to deal with them and probably the less options I have available. So being able to shoot effectively in close quarters is hugely important. It's not magic or ninja science. It's just being able to run the fundamentals, so to speak, of the gun at real life speed and do so effectively in a very, very small margin distance of time. Now, once you get proficient at that, you can start building your way towards greater and greater and greater and greater distances. But I think just being able to access the gun efficiently from a seated, a standing, on your back, on your side, in the field position, just being able to draw the gun from any body position you may find yourself in is a really good place to start once you understand the basic safety operations of the firearm and, you know, how to load it, how to unload it, how to fix malfunctions. That's obviously very important, too. But accessing the weapon, to me, especially if you carry concealed, is hugely important. That should be the first self-defense step that you take if you really start practicing that.
Now, I just talked to Ryan Smith a minute ago. I actually had him on the other night for my three-hour segment, and he told me that you're going to be jumping on board with Armed Citizens United to help. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Armed Citizens United is what I think is a less politically driven. I feel like it's a more socially driven activist group for 2A rights. They're not going to have the same degree or risk of capitulation that you get from organizations like the NRA. I'm a lifetime NRA member. I'm an NRE-LE instructor, but I don't feel that they are best representing my rights as a Second Amendment citizen. We still have the 1986 GCA. Like, we got rid of the assault weapons ban, but that's because Sunset was written into it. The NRA had nothing to do with that. The NRA hasn't fixed anything or really repealed anything as far as really in recent history. So for me, I look at the younger organizations such as Armed Citizens United as a group that once they get their feet underneath them and really become a powerhouse in the 2A community, they're going to be the kind of group that's able to push back against the stuff that the NRA has just kind of accepted as, well, this is just how things are. And I don't think, you know, the Second Amendment wasn't written with restrictions. It was written as, this is your rights. So we need to get back to that. You know, the Volstead Act has been repealed for quite some time now, yet we still have the NFA. And I think that's unacceptable.
All right, so guess what? Donald Trump has now come out with his position and stance on the Second Amendment. It says Donald J. Trump believes in the right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment to our Constitution is clear. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon, period. So if you guys want to go to his website, you can go read more about that. Also, like I said earlier, the money bomb has been extended on till Sunday. There's a lot of great specials still going on. We want to thank all of you out there. Now, Aaron, what's a good way for people to contact you? Tell me about your website, what it is, and what it is that you're going to be able to do if someone calls you and maybe get them out there to help them out.
Oh, I'm website is sagedynamics.org. You can find my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/sagedynamics. I'm on Instagram @sagedynamics, Twitter @sagedynamics. I think that's all my social media. I run classes all over the nation. I got to actually have a vehicle to plant defense class coming up next weekend here in the Atlanta area. Still have some slots left in that. That's going to be a live fire from the vehicle. We're going to shoot through real cars and go over all the techniques and skills that you need for defending yourself in a vehicle with a firearm, with a handgun. But I also have classes, you know, nationwide. I'm building my 2016 calendar. I'll actually make it back out to Texas at least twice. So hopefully you can make it to one of those. And I also do simunitions training, which is force on force. It allows you to physically experience as close as we can get it in training the physiological and psychological stuff you go through in a gunfight, or you may go through.
Tell us more about that then. Give us a little bit more in depth on what that training is like.
Well, I really think it's the bridge between what's artificial and what's real. Because on a live fire range, we're shooting paper. We should train to shoot people, but we have to do it with paper. So we can only make live fire so realistic because there's safety concerns. Simunitions allows people to take live guns, convert them to fire a simunition round, and shoot actual people. So depending on the value of the role player, whoever's playing the bad guy, the more he puts into making the scenario believable, the better training you're going to get out of it. And it's a really good way to dispel a lot of myths when it comes to how you're able to shoot accurately under stress and how people may behave under stress when you start shooting at them and they're shooting back. I think that people should train on both sides of the house as much as possible. Live fire is priceless. You have to know how to fire a live firearm. But the force-on-force training allows you to do things that you just cannot do with live fire.
Do you ever stress training, anything like that, stress shooting, where you go out, you do like 100 push-ups, you get people to do that?
I include some physical exertion in my classes, but the physiological things that you encounter under just doing push-ups is not close to what you're going to encounter in an actual real-life stressful situation. It does teach you how to shoot under stress. Unfortunately, it's a different kind of stress.
Yeah.
Your body becomes psychologically fatigued in the use of force. It doesn't often become physically fatigued unless you're actually in a hands-on physical fight.
So how do you prepare people for the mental stress that will be involved?
I've seen heart rates up into the 200 beats per minute in simulations classes. Now again, heart rate is only a speedometer; it's not the engine, but it does gives people the psychological aspect of a real use of force encounter. Having been in the real thing and use simunitions for a long time, I can tell you it's the closest you can get. It's not quite the same, but it's closer than anything I've ever done on a live fire range.
Now, what are some of the different scenarios that you do in your simunitions training? Do you do indoors?
I do indoors. I do low light. I do home defense. I do vehicle defense. I do response to active shooter. A bunch of different classes cover those avenues. And I try to tailor the scenarios, because every student's going to go through a number of scenarios. I try to tailor them to their individual life. I always ask students, what is it you do for a living? What are kind of your habits? Where are you most likely to encounter a situation? Just to best prepare them because of their daily habits. Because, I mean, I get students in classes ever from trauma surgeons to guys that deliver carpet for a living. You know, and there's honor in both positions, but they're going to experience different things in their lives. So I have to kind of tailor things as much as I can to their individual lifestyle.
Now, I have a lot of people that'll tweet me and ask me how they can protect themselves at their home. You brought up home invasion. What are some steps that people can take at home? They're laying in bed. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. They hear a bump. What are some actions that these people can kind of take? A scenario they can play over in their mind so maybe they have a better chance of surviving if something does happen.
Biggest thing, if you do not have to leave the room, don't. If you live and it's just you, or it's just you and a loved one and you have no kids, then you don't really have a reason to leave that bedroom. You can wait till the bad guy comes to you, because you know where he's not, but you don't know where he is. He's not in the bedroom with you, so you actually don't know where he is in the house. You always want to fight for real estate that you own. Now, if you do have kids, then your primary focus is going to be go to get the kids.
And then bring them back to your room.
And I really, it's hard for me to answer that as a cafeteria style answer where one size fits all without knowing the individual, knowing the size of the home. And I got to be honest, people need to start thinking about not the 2 a.m. bump of the night, but the 2 p.m. knock on the door. Home defense doesn't mean you have the luxury of knowing when it's going to happen. It could happen at 2 in the afternoon. And when the bad guy kicks in that back door, it could be you, and then your wife's in the kitchen. The bad guy's on the other side of her. So now you have a loved one in between you and the bad guy. You need to start thinking about things like that as well. Home invasions and burglaries are two totally different things.
All right, so let's talk about that scenario then. There's a knock on the door during in the middle of the afternoon. You're home alone. How do you open the door? Do you open the door? Do you peek around? Do you put your foot down in front of the door so it can only open a certain amount of inches?
Again, it's going to depend on the nature of things where you live. Obviously, in an apartment building, you're afforded a great degree of anonymity. And if you're not expecting anyone to come by, it's going to be really weird for that knock. So I'm already going to be a little suspicious. Peepholes are great, but if I'm on the other side of the peephole, I can tell if you're looking through it or not just by the light.
Yeah.
Find somewhere in your house, if possible, where you can get an angle on that door to physically see the person. And if you're going to answer the door, don't walk up the door to do it. They can hear you talking to them probably from further deeper in the room. So if you say, who is it from the kitchen, and they kick the door in, you've at least got some distance to work with.
So you're saying people, but what if you are going to open the door? Have you ever tried or have you ever done this before? Usually when I open the door, I try to put my foot right there at the base of that floorboard. So if someone tries to hit it and nudge it, at least I can do something. I mean,
yeah, you're a pretty decent sized guy, so that would probably work out for you depending on the size of the person on the other side of the door. But it's not something I would recommend for a lot of people, because if someone puts a lot of weight into that door, it's going to be easier for them to push than it is for you to push back. They're going to have the leverage because they're going to put their whole body weight into it. And you could actually end up significantly injured using that technique. Door stops are a great idea. You can buy them at Home Depot. They're really cheap, made out of rubber, little isosceles triangle looking thing.
Yeah.
Have one of those close by that if you have an unexpected knock at the door, you can kick that out and kick it right underneath the door as soon as you open it, that small crack. So then you can interact with that person through the small crack in the door if you have to open the door. And if they do decide to try to bum rush into the house, it's going to be significantly harder for them to do.
Now, the training you said you do in simulations, do you do stuff like that, a home invasion scenario?
Yeah, I have a two-day home defense course that goes over everything. I try to cover as many variables as possible in those 2 days.
So you do training as far as drawing your weapon, going for it. What are some of the things you suggest for people who are at home, where they should store a weapon? Should they have one upstairs, downstairs? Where's the ideal place to kind of have, just so people can think about it?
Well, if you have children, then you need a quick access safe next to the bed. But I'm a huge proponent of home carry. Anytime you're awake and at the house as often as possible, carry the gun on you just like you would out in the general public with your CCW or your CPL or whatever your state calls your concealed license. There's no reason not to have the gun on you. And the advantage of having the gun on you if you have children is you don't have to worry about setting it down somewhere and them having access to it, especially if they're really young and they still don't understand firearm safety. So if you home carry, anytime someone knocks on the door or anytime you hear a bump or anything you need to investigate, you're already armed. You don't have to rush to the bedroom to get your gun or rush to the den or the office or wherever you store your firearms. Me personally, I home carry, and then when it's time to go to bed, the gun goes next to the bed because I don't have kids. But if I did, I'd have one of those quick access pistol boxes.
Now, do you ever do any training with family members as far as a mother and a father who have a child? Tell me a little bit about that, because there's a lot of people who always ask me questions. I'm a father. I'm caring for the first time. What can I do to be safe around my child? And how can I introduce weapons to my child once they get older, you know, to where I feel they're comfortable?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a class specifically for parents of small children or couples or friends. Basically, a couples and kids class is probably what I'm going to end up calling it, just because that's a good name. But when you have to protect a child, especially a child you have to carry, a very small child, your self-defense dynamic totally changes. You have different concerns, you have different focuses, and you have different problems you're going to have with self-defense. And it's really kind of hard to get into that in a short period of time. But if you're working with a stroller or a baby carrier or something like that, a lot of my students, a lot of my regular alumni have small children. And I don't, but I think about the problem because of my customer base, because of my student base. And I've gotten a lot of priceless feedback from some of my oldest alumni who have smaller children on how to develop techniques that will allow someone carrying a child to be able to defensively protect their child and their loved ones as they move away from the threat. But it's really hard to get into two-dimensional descriptions of that.
All right, well, we're going to go to break really quick. Thank you for listening to the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Joe Biggs. We'll be back in just a little bit with more information from Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. Thanks.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 6262 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 6262.
to the InfoWars Overdrive segment. I'm your host, Joe Biggs, and with me today is Aaron Cohen of Sage Dynamics. Now, once again, if you're just now joining us, the Money Bomb has been extended on till Sunday, and free shipping will continue on until tonight at midnight. There's about 9 hours and 5 minutes left in that. There's a lot of great specials going on. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody out there, the listeners, for the success this Money Bomb has become. You guys are amazing. I love talking to you guys on Twitter, Facebook, everything like that, being able to interact and hear what you guys have to say. Now let's get back to Aaron and talk about what people should do as far as training, day-to-day training as someone who's going to be concealed carry or just to have the knowledge.
There's a big difference between training and practice. Training is where you receive proper techniques from a verified instructor, and practice is where you practice those techniques to proficiency. You can't technically get training from a one-way communication source like YouTube. I consider everything I do on YouTube as a training supplement or a practice supplement. It's something to look at to give you a new way of thinking of things, but it's not necessarily a replacement for actually going to someone who teaches people self-defense for a living. And people say, well, I own a gun, then I'm fine. Well, if you own a set of medical tools, you are not a surgeon. You just have a set of medical tools. And I kind of look at firearms in the same way. It's a very professional-driven skill set. So you should seek out a professional to at least get you a basic skill set that you can then build on. You don't have to train constantly. You should train as often as you could, as many different subjects as you can. But I don't feel like you're doing yourself a really big favor by just owning a firearm and going to the range and shooting paper every now and then. You really have to seek out a verifiable, reputable instructor, someone who can provide you with a different way of seeing things, a different way of thinking of things, or for those that live in an urban area who only have access to indoor ranges, at least taking a class will allow you to practice techniques and train under techniques that you don't normally get to do.
So do you ever have people contact you and say, hey, can you come in and check my home? Can you come in and check my place of business to see if we're up to par? But tell me a little bit about that process, how that works.
Well, it's not an advertised service I offer, but if someone contacts me and has genuine concerns about it, especially if it's one of my alumni, I'm more than happy to help out. I'm not a home security expert as far as like electronics and glass break and motion sensors and things like that go, but I understand physical security. So I can go in and identify weak points in the home, identify things that might need to be adjusted to prevent forcible entries, and especially in the business world, to change employee behaviors to minimize the chances of a break-in or a hostage situation or any kind of forcible felony that's going to take place when the business is open. It's really as simple as coming in and thinking like a criminal. How would I, as a criminal, where are the weak points that I would exploit? And then I have to strengthen people in that area.
All right. Well, today I've got to say, man, you've been a fantastic guest, and hopefully we can get you back on here again. Now, once again, before we end this show, can you just go ahead and tell everybody again how they can reach you, what they can expect from you, things like that?
I'm on, sagedynamics.org is the website. Training calendar's there. I'm pretty active on Instagram, @SageDynamics, Twitter, @SageDynamics, and then the YouTube, if you want to look through all the videos. I put up a video a week. They do tend to run kind of long because I have a lot to talk about. But that's YouTube/Sage Dynamics. And I'll be announcing the 2016 training calendar soon, and I'll be all over the U.S. next year, just like I was this year. So I look forward to seeing all kinds of InfoWars listeners and classes.
All right, well, that's it for today's show. Once again, make sure you go to InfoWarsLife.com. Both Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and DNA Force are 25% off at the InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Make sure you go and check out the nightly news tonight. That starts at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Once again, this has been the InfoWars Overdrive, and I've been your host, Joe Biggs. Tune in on Sunday.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest
best price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.